Today, our daf is Kiddushin Kaf Gimel. We're going to start three lines from the bottom with Rabbi Yehuda Handua, who was a ger she'en lo yorshin, hava. Okay, we'll talk about him in a minute. Refuah shlema l'dvar batino, Avram Shem ben Chana, Carmela ben Nima, Orli Pnina bar Recha, Frida Chaim, Malka Esther bat Zipporah, Danim ben Mirma Chai Rut, Yosef ben Rachel, Lea bar Rivka, Prohot Yoshua Falek ben Bracha Bati, Yael Mirma bat Chai, Rina Chai bat Shoshana, Yaakov ben Rosen, Tali Recha bat Tamar Sarah, Alexander Zizkin ben Menucha, Lilo Nishma Chana bat Tatar, Reza bat Sarah bat Zvi, Hirsch ben Yaakov, Halevi Umelech. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Hunda was a ger she'en lo yorshim hava. He was a ger who didn't have yorshim, meaning no children were born to him after he converted, because we talked about that once you convert, any children you have from before are not considered your yorshim. Technically, chalash, he got sick. Al marzutra l'shiyule bay, marzutra went to ask for his well-being. Chazye detekifle alma tuva, he saw that he was going to die soon. Amar leila avde, Shlof li mesane v'amtinu lebeta. He said to his eved Kanani, "Go, take my shoes. I think it's right. Just take them and bring them to my house." Okay. Now, what was his idea? He wanted the eved to be doing something for him, because what came up before was about if you do any sort of work for someone, that could be a kinyan. So he wanted him to be serving him exactly at the moment that the guy died. So that, remember what happens to the gears nechasim? They become hefker. So if they become hefker, then he can acquire. If the eved at that moment is working for him, he'll acquire. Now, what's the issue though? The issue is that we learned about someone who doesn't have yorshim, the eved goes free when he dies. So the question's going to be, in other words, his idea was that there would be no lag time at all. In other words, if there's lag time, that as soon as the eved becomes hefker, he acquires himself. Now we had Homachloket, was this a Gadol, also a Katan, we're going to see this in a minute, because how could a Katan acquire himself? He doesn't have, right? So a Gadol for sure would acquire himself, in which case, no one can be Zoche to him to be an Eved. But if there's no lag time,
he agrees or not.
Right, so it doesn't matter if he agrees, okay? So now, we're going to see, there's going to be two versions of what exactly went on here, okay? Ika de Amre Gadol Hava, some people say that Eved was a Gadol, Zeperesh lemita, v'zeperesh lechayim. That the idea was that as soon as he died, right? It's as if it's not like there's a moment break. At the moment of death, he was already working for the other guy, and therefore he would never have acquired himself. Okay, so that was his idea. That since the guy was a gadol and he would have acquired himself from hefker and wouldn't have been owned by anybody, he said, "Well, if I have him work for me, then there'll be no lag time. There'll be no moment where he would acquire himself." V'ika da'amre katan hava. Some people say no, he was dafka katan. Udelo ka'aba Shaul, and it's not like Abba Shaul's opinion. How so? Titania ger shemet ubizbizu Yisrael nechasav v'hayu bahen avadim. So a ger dies, and all the other Yisraelim come to take his possessions because it's all hefker. It's right. It's not such a nice word, right? Bizbizu nechasav, right? They come in. Right. It should be bazu, right? From shalal, right? The word bazaz is shalal. But anyway, it says bizbizu, which sounds almost like they, you know, in a not respectful manner. They come to take his nechasim. Vayubem avadim ben gedolim ben ktanim kanu atzman b'nei chorin. Tanakama holds even the ktanim can acquire themselves to be b'nei chorin. We saw this machloket before, because the whole issue is, can a katan acquire himself? You know, he's not bar dat. But according to Tanakama, even the ktanim kanu atzmam b'nei chorin, and Abba Shaul omer gedolim kanu atzmam b'nei chorin ktanim, b'nei chorin ktanim kol ha-machzik b'hem zacha b'hem. According to Abba Shaul, only the gedolim kanu atzmam, and not the ktanim, because the ktanim, again, can't acquire themselves because they're not bar dat, and therefore, he said, Abba Shaul would think that a katan could be acquired by anybody. But according to this guy, the people who said that this was the case of a katan, they didn't hold like Abba Shaul, they held like Tanakama, that even the katanim could be konatzman, and therefore, this was a case of a katan, and therefore he had him work for him so that he wouldn't go free. Okay, now we're going to talk about how the Eved Kanani is konat atzmo, how he gets out. Okay, we're going to see a three-way machloket. Konat atzmo bekesef. Okay, the Mishnah had said, okay, it's from yesterday's daf. We'll just read from the beginning. Eved Kanani nikne bekesef b'shtar b'chazaka. Bekonet asma, that's what we were dealing with, the chazaka case, right, where he was working for him, doing something. Bekonet atzmo bekesef al yidei acherim, ubishtar al yidei atzmo, divrei Rabbi Meir. Okay, we're going to see that in the Mishnah there's two opinions, but eventually we're going to explain the reading of the Mishnah that the Gemara is going to choose is actually going to be, there's actually three opinions, even though it looks like two. Okay? It's not what it appears to be. So, what does he say here in the Mishnah? Tanakhama says, bekesef al yidei acherim. Other people have to pay the money. Why? What's the obvious? Because he can't own anything. He doesn't have any money. Anything he owns goes to his master. So therefore, the kesef has to be al yidei acherim. B'shtar al yidei atzmo, divrei Rabbi Meir. We'll talk about this soon. Why shtar can work by himself. Chachamim omrim, dafka the opposite. Bekesef al yidei atzmo, ubishtar al yidei acherim. Ubavad sheha kesef mishel acherim. The kesef he can do on his own, but the money has to be from someone else's money. Okay, we're going to see exactly what this means and what's going on here soon, and where we find a third opinion within the Mishnah. Bekonet atzmo bekesef. So we're back to our Gemara. Bekesef al yidei acherim im. So bekesef, it sounds like, according to Rabbi Meir, and you can follow along in the chart, that it's al yidei acherim, but what would the assumption be? Al yidei avalo al yidei atzmo, right? But al yidei atzmo, it wouldn't work. Okay? Bimai askinam. What's the case? Ilema shalomi dato. If you're going to say that it was against the knowledge of the Eved, michte shamina leila Rabbi Meir, da'amar chovu le'eved sheyetze miyavrabo lecherut. Vitanina zachin la'adam shalo b'fanav ve'en chavin lo ela b'fanav. They're going to say, it can't possibly be that it's not midat ha'eved. Why? Because Rabbi Meir holds that, now there's a homachloket we saw in Gitin Yud Aleph, if people remember. Can an eved, when he gets released, is it a chov or is it a schut? Okay? So now, they're going to say, what's with the eved? An eved k'nani is allowed to marry or allowed to be with a shifcha k'na'anit, right? He's not allowed to sleep with a Jewish woman. When he gets freed, what happens? He becomes a full-fledged Jew. And then he can no longer be with a shifcha. He can only be with a Jewish woman. So the Gemara says there, very disturbingly, I have to say, that why is it a chov, according to Rabbi Meir, for him to get released? Because when he's an eved, he gets to have a shifcha k'na'anit. When he's released, he can only have a Yisraeli. Now, why is that a bad thing? So they say because a shifcha is a prutza, and in other words, she's willing to do anything with him anytime, whereas a Jewish woman, you know, there's a different way to treat her. Very, very upsetting that the Gemara says this. Okay, it could possibly be, I'd like to suggest an alternate understanding that doesn't jive with what the Gemara says there, but it also could be, again, he gets his food taken care of, he gets all sorts of needs taken care of him, and therefore, it could be that that's what the possibility of the chov is, that here he's got everything taken care of, once he's released, he now has to fend for himself, and it's more difficult. But the Gemara does say that, so I do have to bring it up and mention it. Okay, so, what's the issue here? Rabbi Meir holds that it's a chov for the Eved to get out. Therefore, there's a concept that we know, zachin la'adam shelo b'fanav. If we want to do something without the person's knowledge or without them being there, we can only do it if it's good for them, but we can't do it if it's bad for them. In other words, if someone wants to give one of you a gift, and they give it to me to give to you, so I can acquire it for you because it's a good thing for you. But if it's a chov, then I'm not allowed to. So what are they going to say here? There, it can't be that it's shalomi da'ato of the Eved. Why? Because if it was shalomi da'ato, according to Rabbi Meir, right, what did we say? Kesef al yidei acherim. How can acherim do this? Acherim can do this if what? Only if it's a zchut, not if it's a chov, right? If it's shalomi da'ato. If it's shalomi da'ato, you can only be, according to, right, you can only be zachim adam shelo b'fanav. And according to Rabbi Meir, okay, you can look at the third thing in the thing, right? He holds, is it a chov or a zchut? He holds it's a chov. And therefore, en chavim adam shelo b'fanav, and therefore it can't be shalomi da'ato. So they reject that reading. So now what do they say? Ela pshita midato. So it must be that it was with the knowledge of the Eved. And therefore, somebody else gets the gives the kesef for him. V'ha kamash malan, what is it coming to teach you? Al yidei acherim in, al yidei atzmo lo. That it would only work if he does it with other people, but not himself. Why? Alma, therefore we learn that what? Ein kinyan le'eved below rabo. Okay, what do we learn from here? That an Eved can't acquire anything if his rabo is right in existence. So therefore, it has to be kesef al yedei acherim, because if he would have the money, it wouldn't be his money. So therefore, kesef can never happen al yedei atzmo, and it's midato. So then they say, wait, ihachi em a seifa bishtar al yedei atzmo. What does it say in the seifa? According to this logic, right, that we're talking about midato, right? It's with his knowledge. So now, shtar al yedei atzmo in al yedei acherim lo, right? Doesn't it sound like, just like we said, al yedei acherim with kesef, only al yedei acherim. So now let's go to the second part. Shtar would be al yedei atzmo and only al yedei atzmo, not al yedei acherim. V'im midato al yedei acherim amai lo. Why couldn't the shtar be given to somebody else if it's with his knowledge? What would be the issue? V'chitema, and if you want to answer, here's a suggestion. Ma al yedei atzmo, af al yedei atzmo. Maybe it means even al yedei atzmo, meaning, right, the first part is al yedei acherim only. The second part is al yedei acherim and even al yedei atzmo. V'haka mashmalan, and then what would it be coming to teach you? D'gito v'yado, here's another thing that comes up with this issue. Gito v'yado ba'in ke'echad. What would be the issue of giving the shtar to the eved? If you give the shtar of the eved to free him, what's the problem? Anything you give to the eved is yours, basically. And the eved, just like a woman, when you released her, you can't release her in your house. You have to give it to her when she's out of your possession, basically. So how could he accept it if he, so what's it saying here? So it's coming to teach you that he could get the shtar al yedei atzmo. Why? Because at that moment, we saw this with a woman also, gito v'yado ba'in ke'echad. At that moment, he becomes freed and he can accept his get. Okay, even though, right, it's similar to the previous thing we had in the very beginning of the daf about there being no lag time. Right here, they're saying, no, there is like a wait for almost a bit of lag time. In other words, he gets his shtar, and as he gets his shtar, he becomes free so he can then acquire his shtar. Right? You might think, well, he has to be his own person before he can acquire the shtar. Right? It's almost like it's an impossibility if you don't say that. So according to Rabbi Meir, he's trying to teach you, not only can someone else get it for him, but even he can get it himself, because at the moment he gets it, it's his ticket to freedom, basically. And he, gito v'yado, what does it mean, yado? His ability to have his own yad, to accept his own items. So he accepts his own freedom for himself. And that's what he's coming to teach you. But what's the problem with this? V'halo tane hacha, D'tanya b'shtar al yedei atzmo v'lo al yedei acherim divrei Rabbi Meir. What was our whole thing? We wanted to read it that it means al yedei atzmo and al yedei acherim, right? That even al yedei atzmo, when it says al yedei atzmo. But there's a brayta that says specifically that Rabbi Meir holds only al yedei atzmo. So therefore, we can't read it that way. So now we're still stuck with, if we're going to say it's midato, why doesn't it work al yedei acherim? Shtar al yedei acherim should totally work. So therefore, we're going to say, we're going to have two different answers now. One of Abaye, one of Rava. Amar Abaye. With Abaye, we're going to bring Abaye, we're going to have a question and answer on him, and then we're going to bring Rava. So Abaye says, La'olam shalom midato. Okay, now we're going back to, we thought this was all midato, now he's going to say, no. It really is shalom midato. Now, what's our problem if we say shalom midato? What did we say? How can, right, it's a chov. En chavin la'adam shalom b'fanav. So how would it work? V'shane kesef ho'il v'kanele ba'al korche machnele ba'al korche. Someone asked this in the beginning of the class. Could you buy him against his will? Yes. The answer is yes. So now they're going to say, in general, we don't say chavim l'adam shelo b'fanav. But in this case, we're going to allow someone else to do it for him against his will. Why? Because just like he can be acquired against his will, he can be freed against his will. And that's what he holds. Ihachi shtar nami. So then we should say the same thing with the shtar. The same thing, he can be acquired by a shtar against his will. He should also be, right, because remember, look at your chart. What did he say? Shtar is only al yedei atzmo and not al yedei acherim. So why can't acherim do it? So now they're going to distinguish between shtar and money. Hai shtar alechud v'hai shtar alechud. The shtar that gets him into slavery is not the same as the shtar that gets him out of slavery. We saw this before with the get of the woman. We talked about this before, that you can't compare two shtarot. Just because we say he went in with the shtar against his will, he goes out with the shtar against his will, these two shtarot are totally different shtarot. So therefore, you can't compare them. So then they're going to say, well, hachanami, hai kaspa l'chu, v'hai kaspa l'chu. Right? The money that you buy him with, that you bring him into slavery with, that you bought him with, is certainly not the same money, right? We always say that milvel hotza'ani, it's not right. The money is never going to be the same money that you're going to use. So therefore, you could also say, Well, don't compare the going in and going out because it's not the same money that's being used. So what are the answer? No. Tiva miyachadhu. It's the same type of thing. These are coins and those are coins. In other words, you're using coins. Whereas a shtar, yes, you're using a piece of paper, but the content of the paper is totally different in a shtar that gets you into slavery and rather than the shtar that gets you out. So therefore, according to Abaye, let's just review, it's shalom midato. And even though ein chavin ladam shelo b'fanav, we allow it in a money case because just like he got in bal korcho, he can get out bal korcho. However, with shtar, we don't say that. Rava Amar, kesef kabalat rabo garmalo. Shtar kabalat acherim garmalo. One second. Okay, so now, one second. Right, so the kesef, he's going to say, right, kesef garmulo l'shachar me'elav ein acherim halal l'chavin ela kabalat harav. When he gives the money, okay, shemakabel rabo a kesef. No, but
why is the rav? And hands the money to the owner, then it's when the owner receives the money, that's what releases him. But when it's a shtar, it's when the other person gives
the shtar.
You have to write the shtar to give him to the other person. So it's when
the other person receives.
It's going this way, another way it's going the other way. And it's when either.
So the kesef shichur works against the wishes of the eved because. Those who gave the money, right? Okay, so kesef al yidei acherim works because, what causes him to be free? All right, now, okay. When the money transfers, what happens? Someone else, okay, let's say, Shoshana, you take money and you pay the adon the money to allow the slave to go free. When you pay that money, what makes the guy free? The guy receiving the money, the adon.
Okay? He's not a principal of the
transfer. Exactly. But when it comes to the flip, the shtar shichur, who's receiving the shtar? Now in this case, we're going to say, acherim receive it on his behalf. Now, that's going to be a case of ein chavin ladam shelo b'fanav. If it's shelo midato, which we're assuming now, right? Because we said it can't be midato. So, because midato would definitely work. So if it's shelo midato, when the other person, the shaliach, basically, on his behalf, accepts the shtar, that's a chov. He's accepting it, right? But when he gives the money, it's really being affected by the adon accepting the money. So therefore, the outside person is not exactly such a player. Yeah, he's giving the money, but the point is, who receives the money? Receives the money, the adon. So therefore, he receives the money, and the guy goes free. And it's not looked at in terms of, is there some third person acting here? But whereas with the shtar, it's the acceptance of the shtar by this third party that exactly affects his freedom. So because that's what affects the freedom, that's a case of some third person, chavin l'adam shelo b'fanav. Okay, and that's what he says. So in the end, both agree that it's a case of shalom midat ha'eved. It's just a matter of which is the case where we see chavin ladam shelo b'fanav. Is it the money or is it the shtar? According to Rava, it's the shtar case where we see the chavin ladam shelo b'fanav. And according to Abaye, he explains that it's not the chavin ladam shelo b'fanav issue. It's do we override chavin ladam shelo b'fanav, and we do in a money case because. And as Chavin Ladam Shelo B'fanav is really in both cases, but since we're talking about some guy who got himself into slavery, Baal Korcho, he can also get out of slavery, Baal Korcho. So we kind of override it. Okay, whereas Rava says it's only relevant in one case. Okay, B'chachamim Omrim, now we're going to get to Shita Chachamim. B'kesef Al Yidei Atzmo, he says the exact opposite, right? B'kesef Al Yidei Atzmo and B'shtar Al Yidei Acherim. So Rava is going to have a problem that how could his be totally flipped? B'kesef Al Yidei Atzmo in. Al yidei acherim lo, right? We're going to assume, just like we did before, that because he could do it al yidei atzmo, it means, it implies, that al yidei acherim, we couldn't give kesef. Amai, nehi nami de shalomi dato, Even if it's shalomi dato, michti shamin and lahula rabbanan da amre, schutu shiatemi tachat yav rabola chirut. Rabbanan hold that it's a schut. So it should for sure work al yidei achirim. You follow? Once we say it's a schut, okay, thankfully he disagrees with our other opinion and thinks that it's better for the eved to be free. And therefore it's a schut. Therefore someone else should be allowed to do it. And therefore, why is it only because of al yidei atzmo it should work al yidei achirim? Even shalom midato. Obviously, but midato. V'tanin ezachim ladam shalom b'fanav ein chamim lo ela b'fanav. V'chi tema, and if you want to say my al yidei atzmo, af al yidei atzmo, maybe it means even al yidei atzmo. And what's it coming to teach you? Even al yidei atzmo. V'kamash malan, d'yesh kinyan le'eve below rabo. That the Eved can accept money without it going directly to the owner. In which case, what's his chidush? He can buy himself out because he can somehow acquire money on his own. Well, if you're going to say that, ihachi ema seifa bishtar al yidei achirim velo al yidei atzmo, right? But now look at the seifa. What does the seifa say? Bishtar al yidei achirim. So how would you read it? Bikasef. Even al yidei atzmo, right? Al yidei achirim, and even al yidei atzmo, because zachin l'adam shelo b'fanav. B'shtar, rak al yidei achirim. So now we're going to say, right, but not al yidei atzmo, obviously. But how could you say this? V'ha kaimalan digito v'yado ba'inke echad. But how could you say he can't get a shtar al yidei atzmo? Don't we know that gito v'yado ba'inke echad, and that's shita chachamim also, they agree that gito v'yado ba'inke echad, right? You can see it from the chart here. They agree with Rabbi Meir, the Gita V'yad Ben Kachad, so we should be allowed to. So what might you want to say now? V'chi tema ma'al yidei achirim, afa yidei achirim. So maybe just like the ratio was, even al yidei atzmo, the seifa is going to be, even al yidei achirim, right? In other words, basically, we're going to change Shita Chachamim to read, al yidei atzmo and al yidei achirim, and al yidei atzmo and al yidei achirim, right? For both of them. So then obviously the question is going to be, right? We'll see in a minute, but if you want to say that, what is it coming to teach you? And again, it's coming to teach you that it's a zeschut, okay? And therefore, the shtar can be affected al yidei achirim, right? Because achirim can, that was his whole chidush, even al yidei achirim, because it's a zeschut, and they can be zachan la'adam shelo b'fanav. Ihachi, if that's the case, narvinu v'nitzninu. It should have read in the Mishnah very simply. Bekesef u'bishtar bein al yidei achirim bein al yidei atzmo. If both are both, then it should just say very simply, both are both, right? It should have made it all one line. Ela, now here comes our third shita. Remember, I want to just look back at the Mishnah, okay? Look back with me. It says, v'chachamim omrim bekesef al yidei atzmo u'bishtar al yidei achirim. Okay, now we're going to read that. V'chachamim omrim bekesef al yidei atzmo. Period. Okay, and what does that mean? It really means bekesef and bishtar, right? Al yidei atzmo and al yidei achirim. Okay, clearly not the pshat reading of the Mishnah. And then what are we going to say here? Bishtar, ala bekesef ben al yidei achirim ben al yidei atzmo. Bishtar al yidei achirim velo al yidei atzmo. Oh, sorry, wait. Right. And then when it says bishtar al yidei achirim, what does it mean? Bishtar al yidei achirim velo al yidei atzmo. But it's not Shita Chachamim. Those words are Rabbi Shimon ben Elazarhi. Okay? Those words belong to somebody else. Okay? So in other words, again, read it again. Chachamim amri bekesef al yidei atzmo, meaning afilo al yidei atzmo, and shtar also afilo al yidei atzmo. Okay? That's why I changed the chart. If you see in the parentheses, it shows that Chachamim hold everything is both. And then when it says ubishtar al yidei achirim, that's Shita Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. That it's b'shtar al yidei achirim and not al yidei atzmo. And how is this Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar? What does he hold? D'tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, af b'shtar al yidei achirim v'lo al yidei atzmo. He specifically holds that shtar is al yidei achirim and not al yidei atzmo. V'shalosh machlokot b'davar. And there's three opinions here. Okay, now the Gemara doesn't tell you why Rabbi Shimon holds this. So what are we going to have to say here? He holds that it's a, you can look here. He holds that it's a zchut. Okay, and therefore, it can be bekesef al yidei achirim, right, he would hold, actually, af b'shtar yidei achirim, right, that it's a zchut, so zachin l'adam shelo b'fanav, but what's the issue with the shtar? Right, I think Rav Shimon ben Elazar would hold, all right, Right. Even with kesef, he doesn't think it should be because he thinks, ain kinyan le'eved below rabo. Okay, I forgot to point that out on the chart. He thinks, right, ain kinyan le'eved below rabo, meaning he can't have his own money. So kesef, definitely al yidei acherim. And shtar al yidei acherim, because he holds that gito v'yado are not ba'in ke'echad. So therefore, he can't accept the shtar for himself. And this is going to lead us to our next question. Okay, he can't accept the shtar for himself because he's not a free person. If what happens, the eved gives him the shtar, it's going to free him. The adon gives the eved the shtar, goes to free him. And what happens? The shtar automatically becomes the possession of the adon, which means that the guy is not free. Okay, that is, he can't possibly accept his own shtar because he doesn't think the gito, that his freedom comes at the same moment, right? That he gets his own. He gets his own yad at the same moment he gets his freedom. So now, Amar Rabba, my Tamid Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Where does he learn this from? Gamar la la me'isha. Ma'isha. Remember we heard the word la appears both by the woman, which we've learned like lishma and all that, right? We've seen this gezeira shava before. It also appears by Eved. And therefore we're going to say, Ma'isha ad shiotzi get l'reshut she'ena shelo. If she's in his house and accepts the get, that's a problem. She has to be in a reshut that's not his. Af Eved nami ad shiotzi get l'reshut she'eno shelo. Okay, therefore, it has to be given to someone else's, in someone else's reshut, and the eved, who's still owned by the adon, can't accept his own get. By Rabba, now Rabba wants to ask about this opinion. Le Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, eved knani, mao she'aseh shaliach lekabel gito miyav rabo. Is he allowed to appoint someone to be a shaliach for him, to accept his get? Do we say, kevan de gamra la la mi isha, ki isha? If we're going to say that we learn the whole thing out of an isha, well, an isha can send someone, right? She can appoint a shaliach to be her shaliach kabbalah. So can an eved do the same thing? O dilma, isha, di ihi matem kabela gita, shaliach nami, matem shavya eved. 1 second, I'm not being this right. O dilma, isha, di ihi matem kabela gita. Since she can actually accept her get, right? Shaliach nami matzi mishavya eved, di'iu lo makabel gita, shaliach nami lo matzi mishave. So what's the issue? He's saying, since an eved himself, right, what do we learn always of shlichud? In order to be a shaliach, you have to be able to do it yourself. And since he can't accept the get himself, therefore, he can't appoint a shaliach to accept the get on his behalf. That's the question. Do we say we're just going to make this broad hashva'ah between eved and woman, and even though they're not exactly the same, clearly, we're going to say it's okay, just in the same way she can appoint a shaliach, he can appoint a shaliach, or do we say no? The woman can appoint a shaliach because she herself can accept her get. The eved can't himself accept his get, and therefore, he can't appoint a shaliach to accept his own get. So now what does he answer? Batar debaya hadar pashta. After he asks this question, he now answers it. La la me'isha ki isha. Okay? We learn la la me'isha and it's like a woman. Okay? One thing I want to just point out, but I want to stop here for a minute and talk about is when we say, in other words, how does this work that someone else can, and it's here we talked about, someone can't appoint a shaliach to accept his get. Or in the end we say he can, but they were questioning. Maybe he could, maybe he couldn't. But the fact that someone else can accept this, whether he appoints him as a shaliach or he doesn't appoint him as a shaliach, let's say he doesn't. Let's say the basic case we were talking about, the shtar al yidei achirim. How does he ever, right, according to that opinion, Shem ben Elazar, how does he ever get a shtar shechur? He can only get it by someone else accepting it on his behalf. So now when someone else accepts it on his behalf, is this midin shlichut, that the person is acting as a shaliach of him? Or is it midin, like, is it Gzeret HaKatuv kind of thing? Because why would we say Gzeret HaKatuv? Because clearly we know from the Torah he can get a shtar. But we just said he can't get his own shtar, so it must be someone else can get his shtar for him. Now, what would be the naftamina? The interesting naftamina would be, let's say the Eved doesn't want to go free. Okay? So now, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, we say it's a zchut for him. Whether he wants it or not, it's a zchut, and therefore, zachin l'adam shelo b'fanav, right? Just like if you get a gift, let's say it's a gift you don't want. Someone else can still acquire it on your behalf just because you don't want it, right? So same thing here. You could say, if it's midin gzeret hakatuv, that someone else can accept the get shechor on his behalf, so he accepts it on his behalf. But if you say it's midin shlichut, well, if he's doing it for you, then if he can't accept it if you don't want to accept it, right? If you say, I am not interested, right? We only say, zachin l'adam shelo b'fanav, let's say a gift you don't want. It's only if you say you don't want it, then it's, right? If you don't say you don't want it, we don't know. We assume you want it. But But if you say, I don't want to accept this gift, and someone else accepts it on my behalf, knowing I didn't want to accept it, that's not, he's not zochet for me. So likewise here. So that would be a big nafkamina in understanding his opinion. Okay. Now they're going to say, but wait a minute. According to this, the Eved can get his shtar shikur by somebody else functioning on his behalf, even though he himself can't get his get shikur, right? He himself is not allowed to accept it. So they say, wait a minute. This contradicts what we see in another case. Contradicts the opinion of Rav Huna. Elahad amar Rav Huna bered Rav Yoshua. Hane kahane shluche derachmaninu. Kohanim, when they sacrifice korbanot on our behalf, they're not acting on our behalf. You might think, oh, they're our shlichim, right? But comes Rav Huna bered Rav Yoshua and says, no, they're shlichim of God. Okay? Why are they shlichim of God? If you think they're going to be our shlichim, right? How could it possibly be that we can't do the avoda? So therefore, we can't view them as our shlichim on our behalf to do our avoda for us because we can't do it ourselves. So therefore, they're not viewed as our shlichim; they're viewed as the shlichim of God. So they say velo v'ha avda. They're going to say, wait, this is different. V'ha avda hare the eved diihu lo matze mekabel gita v'shaliach matze mishave. Sorry, this is still the question. Right, below Vahavda, they're going to say, how could Rav Huna have said that about the, right, that they're not our shlichim? Sorry, they're bringing Rav Huna and they're saying, our issue should raise a question to Rav Huna. Because our Eved, right, De'iu lo matzim akabal gita, he can't do a get, but his shaliach is allowed to for him. So therefore, we should be able to say the same thing for the Kohanim, that they can be acting as shlichim on our behalf, just like, you know, whatever guy accepts his shtar is acting on his behalf, even though he himself can't get it. So now they say, no, velohi. This is not an accurate comparison. Why? Yisrael lo shaychei b'torah korbano klal. Eved shaych begitim. The Yisrael has absolutely nothing to do with korbanot. A Yisrael can never, ever go into the mikdash and bring a korban. So he's bichlal lo ba'inyanim, right? Really has nothing to do with it. And therefore, you have to say that the Kohen is a shaliach of God and not of Yisrael. But the Eved, there is a way where an Eved can accept the Shtar Shechor. What's that? We'll see. Detanya, Nir'im HaDvarim, Sha'eved, it seems to be, this is an interesting brayta, right? It seems to be that Sha'eved mekabel gito shel chavero miyab rabo shel chavero, aval lo miyab rabo shelo. What does this mean? If I'm an Eved Kanani, I can accept a get on behalf of a different Eved Kanani who has a different Adom from me. Okay? Because what happens? He's basically, you can almost say the Eved is working as an extension of his Adom. So if his Adom is allowed to accept the Shtar Shikur for some other Eved, then he can accept the Shtar Shikur for someone else's Eved. You follow? So let's say I'm working for someone, I'm an Eved Kanani. Someone else, a friend of mine, is working for someone else, and they want to release them. He gives it to me, and that's fine. I can be, because anyway, so let's say it goes to my Adon, so that works, right? So therefore, what are they trying to say, right? Whereas, let me give the case that doesn't work. If me and my friend were both working for the same Adon, then I couldn't accept his get shikur, because it would go straight to my Adon, and then it would be still in the possession of my Adon, and he wouldn't be released. So therefore, what are they saying? There is a case where an Eved Kanani can accept a get shechor, not his own, but a get shechor. And therefore, it's different from Yisrael, who can never do someone else's avoda, right? They can't do their own avoda, and they can't do someone else's avoda. They're not baketa bechlal. And therefore, you'd have to say that they're shlichim de rachmana, they're shlichim of God and not of the people. Whereas here, you could still say, he can be, that shlichut of someone else would work for him, because he is viewed as a shaliach of the Eved when he gets the Shtar Shechor for him, because the Eved can accept someone else's get Shechor. Okay. Now we're going to get to the last line of the Mishnah. Ubevad shehei hakesef mishel acherim. As long as the money belongs to somebody, right? The money is someone else's money. In other words, when he said the bekesef would work, remember Chachamim said the kesef would work al yidei atzmo. Now, by the way, this makes it even more complicated because we're saying that the last few words, right, it started with Chachamim, it went to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, and now we're back to Chachamim. Okay? So, again, the reading is difficult, but that's how they read it because they can't figure out a better way to read it. But now we're going to say a kesef has to belong to somebody else. Okay, so now they're going to say, Neima b'haka miflege. To Rabbi Meir Savar, Ein kinyan le'eved b'lo rabo. One second, let me just see one thing. It would have to be that the money... Right, so according to Chachamim, how does it work with money? It would be that the other person, in other words, it's not like the Eved has his own money. He doesn't have his own money. But what happens? Someone else gives him money, and then he gives the money himself to the Adon. Okay? So now, and Rabbi Meir is obviously going to say, this doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Obviously, because as soon as somebody gives him the money, what's going to happen? The money automatically becomes the Adon, even though it was designated, right? Let's say, right, you think about when you give money to Tzedakah or something, you designate money for a particular purpose. It doesn't matter that you designate it according to Rabbi Meir, because it immediately goes to the owner. So now they're going to say, let's suggest that this is what they're arguing about. To Rabbi Meir, Sabar, Ein Kinyan Le'Eved B'lo Rabo. There's no way to give an Eved money without it going directly to his Adon. And the same would be true for a woman, right? That any kind of, if you give someone, a woman, a gift, no matter what, even if you say, I want this gift just to go to you, according to halacha, anything she owns is owned by the husband, right? We've seen like the mitziyat isha goes to the husband, and right? Things like that. So he holds that all the kinyan, it all goes to the woman, to the woman's husband. Likewise with the eved. And then we would say, the rabbanan savre, yesh kinyan le'eved below rabo, yesh kinyan le'isha below ba'ala. He thinks, no, you can designate a gift to a woman that doesn't go to her husband. You can designate a gift to the Eved that doesn't go to the Adon. And that's why if you say, I'm giving you this money for it to go for your release, he can then pass on the money for the release. It's earmarked for that. I'm a rabba. I'm a rosheshe. No, you misunderstood. Everyone agrees that this doesn't work. It's when he gives him a coin and he says, on condition. In other words, it's not like he earmarks it, but he says, I'm conditioning giving you this money on the condition that you use it to release yourself. Or no, sorry. On the condition that your Rav doesn't have reshut on this money. So now, Rabbi Meir Savar, ki amar le knei, if he said acquire this, so what happens? He says acquire it, it immediately goes to the Adon. If he says on the condition that, well, this condition is nothing. It's a useless condition because it goes against the halacha. The halacha is everything goes straight to the Adon. And Rabbanan say no. If you make a condition, you stipulate this condition, then it works. It can override this concept. That aim kinyan le'eved below rab. Comes Rabbi Elazar and he wants to go even farther. He thinks, no, Chachamim even agree more with Rabbi Meir than we think. Rabbi Elazar amar, kol ki hai gavna, anything like this, like we just said, dekule amalo plige, tekane eved v'kane rabbi. Even the almanat that your rab doesn't have reshut on this thing, you can't say. Even Chachamim agree with that because we just said, aim kinyan le'eved below rab. You can't make a t'nai against that. But, hacha b'mayas kinan, what's the case? Kigon to akne le achir mane, someone was makne him a mane, v'amale amenache teitzebo lecheirut. I'm giving you this money so that you will be freed on the condition that this will free you. So Rabbi Meir Savar, ki amale kne kane eved v'kane rabbe, right? If he says acquire this, then again it goes straight to the eved. V'chi amale amenache, and if he made this tonight, lo klum ka amale, it's a useless statement. Rabbanan Savre, l'didi nami halo makne le, Dehalo amrele, ella al minache titsebo le. Sorry, I read this wrong. Rabbanan sabre le dide nami halo kane. Halo kamaknele. Deha amrele, ella al minache titsebo le chirut. What is he saying? In this case, you were never makne the money. That's what happened here. You said al minach that you go free with this money. So when the Eved brings the money to the Adon, he's just being almost like a shaliach of the other guy. There's no acquiring going on here. You follow? So he's saying, that's what he's saying, ha-lo ka-machnele, he wasn't machne the money to him. De-ha-lo amrene ela, he only said to him, al-menacha titzebo l'chirut. Now, if he says, al-menacha en l'rabcha reshut bo to this money, he can't say that, because he's basically saying, I'm giving you the money, I don't want your Adon to have reshut. That can't happen. As soon as he gives him the money, he gets the reshut. But if he says, I'm giving you this money to free yourself, then he's just taking the money and passing hands. It never actually goes through the Adon. So because it never goes through the, through the Eved. So because he's just technically moving the money. But there was no acquiring going on. So therefore, that's how he understands Chachamim. That according to Rabbi Elazar, that's what Chachamim mean. Chachamim mean that he can do it himself if he uses other people's money, and the people's money was conditioned upon him getting set free with that money, in which case he doesn't acquire it at all, he just passes it on. Okay, tomorrow we're going to deal with that Rabbi Meir contradicts himself then. There's an internal contradiction between Rabbi Meir's things, and there's an internal contradiction with Chachamim's statement in terms of something they say somewhere else. Okay, we'll get to that tomorrow.